This is an MUT Radio podcast.
29 minutes after 2, you're listening to MUT Radio, Shape and Own the Future on the 3rd of November 2020. And as I already said, I have Umzombo Rico in the studio. And I'm so excited. First of all, like that song. We need to talk about that song.
It's fine. I'm here for that.
Like, that's an amazing song, Dariwami. Wow. Okay, take us the process of the making of that song.
The song Dariwami, it's just a song because Tina, as an artist, you represent the society. Ne?
Yeah.
Astale lapu, ne? Mm. But again, as umuntu ekhulile wagcina naye esengena kwi romantic relationship yangithola.
Yeah.
So I know ukuthi abantu abaningi mesibhala umusic thina ama artists especially okhuluma ngothando bavele bafuna ukuyipersonalize le nje ukuthi hayi personally ke le asore so yang but all in all le ngoma le udali wami ngibhale out of ukukhuthaza uthando. I'm a man of peace and love yangithola.
Mm.
So ngikhuthaza nje just uthando kubona bonke abantu esizwana nabo. We have heard and seen ilokhuzana ama post amaningi abantu abaningi bekhuluma about going through a lot through indaba zomjolo. So this song is ama uveza any angle about uthando ngithola ukuthi as much as abanye bekhala but there's still like uthando lwangempela, there's still uthando lwangempela kwabanye abantu ngithola. So so ithi lento le ninomuntu wakhe seniphushe naye for 2 years, 3 years, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Akungashintshi lutho. Continue to tell that person ukuthi usamthanda namanje. Angithola angashintshi lutho.
Angashintshi lutho. And I love your outfit. Like, guys, if you had to see him. It's the back. It's like, oh,
I'm going to leave.
I can already feel the fire. But I love that, man. That's very beautiful. That's so beautiful because ngempela, I also have seen utabanda baningi manje. It's almost as if
he hope
you're good. Utabanda lang ngempela lukhona. And it really does exist. Hey?
It still does. Yes.
Yeah. So it says here, Uguti, you've actually been in the showbiz for some time. I'm actually very curious to know, Uguti, how long is some time?
Sometimes it's a very long time.
A very long time.
If it was 3 years,
how long?
I would have mentioned that it's been 3 years, it's been 5 years.
Yes.
I started doing music way back in early 2000s.
Okay, that is a very long time.
Actually, if Mangsang Ibuisela back, Langatala Kunutin back from my primary and late '90s. So umuntu was part of a choral music, yes, school in Angola. Waguna Makwaya, Estatamia, even in the area.
Yeah.
So I joined those groups. Mm-hmm. I was part of those groups until wa arise at this type of music he would handle quite
for a particular genre.
Yeah, for quite young skati. We looked up to Mduma Silela ngalezo ikhathi ngithola kwafika Zola yaqhubeka iminyaka wazofika Big Nazi ngithola so bashala general so ilokhu yahlala kimi so ngiqale ukubhala music ke around about 2005 but ngize nga recorda 2008 yabo nga recorda nga performer but nga release music kwa my first single nga release was 2011 ngithola so I've been releasing ama singles up until now in between ngahamba ngawufunda UKZN.
Oh wow!
Now from that old music, you call UKZN.
Yeah,
which I graduated in.
That sounds really about
it. 2015. Yeah, I graduated lapo with my junior degree, which is the lokuzana music MPA drama studies. And I told that lapo now before Wenza Eminem Kak.
Before Wenza Eminem Kak. Oh, wow. The fact that it's called Eminem Kak. But okay. As you can see, ukulele music, right?
Yeah.
So, I know I'm probably the millionth person to ask you this. Yeah, well, okay. But don't get upset with me.
No, it's fine. I'm here for questions.
You're here for questions. I love that. So, why do most artists have stage names? I mean, it's always been something I've always asked myself. Like, what is the purpose of having a stage name? Because I mean, mina ngiyabuzwa ukuthi how, why can't ngibe ngibize nje ngo Africa?
Yes, ubizwa ngo Africa.
Yeah.
It happens. I think bayenza saba yaba family kuthina ukuthi abantu abasebenza their original names mostly kuzoba abantu abaculi be gospel.
I've noticed.
So if you look at hip hop even abroad, abayibizi ngamagama abangempela
ngithole.
So nathi sabuka lokho umuntu ekhula because I cannot say ngire reason engizothi ngibize ngigama elithize. But ke as out mesikhula sonke wonke umuntu namani nickname awatholayo. And i nickname yona uyithanda kakhulu yona ebaphuphula kakhulu.
Yeah.
So ufuna ukwazi wangangu ba vele iyazi iphuphula ngithole.
Wena bavele bathi Mzomboriko.
Mzomboriko. Abanye bangibuza ukuthi what is the meaning of Mzomboriko?
Yes, of course, we want to know.
I always say there's no meaning for a nickname.
Mm.
Maybe there could be a reason.
Most of the time, they like meaning. Kune story.
Yeah,
kune story.
So, just to explain a bit, this was my surname. By the way, ugogo wami is coming from Elukuzen. She comes from Eastern Cape, eBizana.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So, ngangise eBizana for some time. But ngathi lesikole case is any show, ne? So, ngamuva to eBizana. Mengifika lapha ngashintsha isinimi yangabizwa ngegagogo.
Yeah.
Yangithola ngawo Sifiso Mzomba. Angisay introduce ngathi isigama lami ngisifisa ngempela. Yeah, ngawo Sifiso Mzomba. So ngahlala lapho about 3 years. Ngitheme ngibuya ngala, ngibuya iregistration yami nale yasinimi kaMzomba yangithola. So it was not known this side indaba kaMzomba ngithola.
Yeah.
So balokho be modify akabayibiza omzomba, omzomberi, omzomboriko yangithola. Kwagcina kuphuphula ke umzomboriko ngathi I will use this one.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So I was going to go into that ukuthi I know ukuthi there's never really a reason for a nickname, but like what's the story behind it? Because I'm going to talk to about nickname, and it's usually because of like something mhlampe yenzakalile yabo. But it's great ukuthi you've already explained it. So for someone ongazi ke, his real name is actually Usifiso.
Usifiso kaThutjeni Sibo.
KwaThutjeni. Is that Zulu?
AmaZulu othutjeni ubala eLukuzeni eMarket ePortshepstone.
Oh.
As much as ke ngizalwa khona ubaba who comes from that side yangithola.
Yeah.
I mean I grew up eShowe yabo.
Yeah.
So even lela side la baba yabazo baba amaHuzi yangithola.
AmaHuzi.
Bazali ngani beshika so angikhulelanga ngakhona ngazi ukuthi from that side yabo. Ngazi ngisa class eShowe kakhulukazi.
That's amazing man. I found it very difficult, by the way, to pronounce state name yakho.
Mzomboriko. Yes.
No, ngiseqaleni.
Okay.
Like, who dude, when he told me about you, I was like, oh my gosh, how do you pronounce his name? Please send me a voice note. Because the last thing I want is ukuthi ngiqinise ngipronounce wrong.
I always say umuntu ohlulwa ukupronounce igama lithi Mzomboriko. I know it's challenging for some people as well.
Mm.
But ke, I always say if wakwazi ukupronounce out Elvovo Dirango, because Elvovo Dirango was so strange.
We got used to it. And I must say, your name is actually very creatively unique. I've never heard
It's similar to anyone.
I get no yet, so you can definitely be happy about that. So I'm realizing, Guti, you are just a creative in general, you know, because you told us, Guti, you actually did a degree, which was in music and drama.
Yes.
I want to know, Guti, we don't usually know this and we don't usually ask this, but actually, there is a preparation when it comes to e-music. It's a process, So that's what I want to know. What preparation goes into when you need to release a song? Example, you can say the very first song you released. Yabo, how did that project go? How did the fans receive it? And what was the process, yabo, of creating that music?
Yeah. Sisusa from ipheshini angithola ukuthi unothanjwa ngithola umunothanjwa uyenza into yakho and then uyagijima ufuna ama studios o producer labe ngakhona because ever since ngaqala ukunothisa ukuthi ngayi discover ukuthi ngiyakwazi ukukompoza ukubhala music ngase ngifuna ke manje abantu bazongishayela ibeat yabo ngizwe lento engiyibhalile lento engiculela mina ngeke shaweni ukuthi misingena kwibeat izoba mnanje ngithola from ukuthi ngiqale from ingoma yokuqala ne which was ngithola uglama. The song is there on YouTube because lapho YouTube there's a lot esiyenzakalayo nje ngoba sikhuluma ngeprocess ukuthi sisebenza nezimali kakhulukazi before ngene studio record ngaphandle kwemali yabo.
And that's something we don't actually know. We think you just make music, go to a studio
and we release our music so promote kunina. If we angazi wena uzogcina ukubuka, we don't even react ngo like. But mina ngi-investe i-energy yami nemali yami ngikhona lapha ngithola. Mase ngifuna ukuyi-promote ingoma kunina, angazi ukuthi abantu bayibuka kanjani, but ke umuntu ugcine ngayithola ne-support kahle. It happens not only in music, ey'ntweni ey'ningi zama-businesses zenzayo, sinalo notion nje ebhedayo ngithola.
Yeah.
So ke we pay from our producers, skokhela ama beats, skokhela recording, skokhela mastering, skokhela mixing, because always there or things, skokhela mixing zonke lezinto musi khokile mase kufanele u release music. I always say ama musicians amanye kakhulukazi abasangena ku gaming ukuthi musa nolo kuni papa nkinshi minute singa release ngeke ithethize. What is the meaning of releasing music?
Sure.
Yabo, fanele understand the meaning of releasing music kwakho, because ngingacula manje studio ngithi ngiyawukhipha umculo wami kusasa ngikhipha ku WhatsApp. Yes, ukhiphile but akuna positive effect ekhona ezolonto le. So you must plan ukuthi njengoba ngireleaser njengamanje ngizo promote kanjani umusic kwami ngithola. Right now ngine radio tour, yabo. Ngikwe radio tour njengamanje ngithola, because I believe ukuthi e radio ni sweba you get people bonke belalele e radio yiwana ngithola abazithola abantu abayi 1000 over 1000 to a million. So if it's funo promote music with mosambe e channel noma nge routine ka radio so sikwazi ukuthi awusheshe ufinyelele kubantu abaningi ngesikhathi, because ama contacts wami nginawe efonini, whether a Facebook account yami noma WhatsApp wami, they are very limited, bancane laba ngeke bangisize to spread my own music.
Absolutely. They won't help you to reach the goal.
Yeah. So nje even i release fanele bene plan ukuthi mu release music kwakho ndini uzokwenza kanjani, because awu release ukuthi udlala abangani bakho kuphela. Siyafisa umusic wethu usabalale South Africa yonke, nationwide as well as abroad,
so that you can be able to make the necessary rands, of course. Yeah.
Ekugcineni out of a passion, sikwenza because of a passion, but ekugcineni this is
business. Hey, yeah. It's a business. That's why it is on the show business.
Hola.
So Mariko, you've worked with quite a few recognized producers, as you've mentioned.
Yes.
Whom can you say, yabo, I wasn't from Kata, but who can you say, perhaps, Uguti, this one person you feel, Uguti, you learned the most from, yabo, and whatever knowledge you imparted from them, these are the lessons that have assisted you in your own music journey. And even in your life journey, actually.
Especially my producers, they are all different. Ne, ama characters angafani, bana ma personalities angafani bonke. And kubona bonke, I learn a lot. I learn a lot. There is Justin Kosi, one of my producers. The guy is very humble. He's dedicated to umsebenzi wakhe. If this is studio crash, you can change any time of office or office will change as long as the project is not even after a project is pumped. So, whereas, kuyakwenzeka abanye umfutho sisebenze nabo ukuthi umuntu emase sebenzi uthi awusombuyisele emuva cause usemkhokhelile yabo asayilungisa izinto ezithize. On the other side khona nabo Costa Dola abantu engisebenze nabo ngithola aba passionate nabo ngale ndlela abakhuthazayo ukuthi musu khiphile umuntu usuwenzile umusic wakho push umusic wakho ungene kubantu ngithola. So izinto eyinike ngiyifundela kubantu ukuthi hayi you must relax ngibona ukuthi usuphushile umusic wakho umsebenzi awuphelile ngithola yabo uyapusha umusic wakho ngale ndlela by all means ukuthi upushe whether you social media or sema radio or noma ngayiphi indlela sekukhona nama challenge ke this time around ngoba.
Yeah, and that really helps a lot.
Yeah.
Because kono TikTok, ngempela abanye abantu I've seen they even do it before they release their music. Like bakunikeza abantu preview and it's all kuthi ngoma izoduma before iziphume. Do you feel like not that I'm being spicy, but do you feel like sometimes yenze ukuthi ivele ibe overrated and then mase iphuma people don't react to it in the same way because they've already, like, it's old news now. We've heard your song so many times.
Yeah. Maybe my answer will be the other way around. Ukuthi kuyenzeka umusic ube well promoted ngithola, pushwe ngale ndlela. But mabe usulukhuza ke manje. Sesiulalele thina, siyazi ukuthi oh this is a song but no there's no wow.
There's no wow.
But then ngoba nokuthi suka ipushiwe ke abantu bakungebathathana ne challenge nani well it's spreader zikhona ngoma njalo we've heard those songs namanje still ikhona ngizola umuthi yalalela kahle ukuthi there's less of creativity la.
Wow, okay. Less of creativity. Okay, Mina, I wouldn't really be that good in being able to judge and say, like,
maybe because you're not a musician, eh?
I feel like, okay, yes, there are people, they're not musicians, but they can pick up those things. But I feel you have to really be a musical person.
Yeah.
It's not anyone, you know. Because melu ibunga lelo list le music.
Yeah.
Same with acting. Melu ibunga lelo list le acting. If you're not, it's easy for you to just say everyone and anyone.
Yes. Yabo. Yes. Ah.
Yeah. So we've spoken about music, and now I want us to dive into the acting side, hey? Because you did drama, of course.
Wow.
Yeah, you've also worked with Shaka Zulu Cultural Group.
Yes.
Hey, where you guys actually toured so many countries overseas. I mean, do you care to mention those countries and how exceptional that was?
Hey, yabona nje ukuhlangana neShaka Zulu. Actually, I started going abroad. Ngisafunda isikola, I was doing a matric kwam.
Wow.
Back in 2005, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. So yeah, 2005 impela. So ngangwe not iShaka Zulu ngaleso sikhathi, ngangwe performing arts. Eyakade i-coordinator kwa YMCA.
Yeah.
Yangithola, so sathola ilokhuzana i-opportunity ngalolanga ngami ngalowo nyaka. Sahamba, we went to Norway.
Wow.
For the first time,
yeah.
We transit from Ilokuzana in France, Kutuino. So, Nashama Kandra was two in one trip.
Oh, wow.
From Salem, Paris. From the Paris, I wanted to, coming to Ishaka Zulu, Ishaka Zulu, we joined it in about 2007.
Yeah.
Young Ishaka Zulu. Ishaka Zulu na kona futhi iphuma ko France, iphuma ko Hungary, iphuma ko Belgium. Maningi ama countries esohambile ngayo Ishaka Zulu,
yangithola. Oh, that's amazing.
Through acting.
Nje ngoba unaluthando le acting, can we await to see you in any future drama series or maybe even in a movie?
That is highly possible.
Yeah, highly possible.
Actually nje just yet umuntu musombona live ngamehlo, I recognize ukumele umuntu ngazelapha yabo. I've been part of I've played some parts, one part on from Ilokhuzana Uzalo, one of the weddings akade khona. Nje I think from last year August up until April. Ngibengu SAPC 1 uzalo.
Yeah.
Yes. Ngisenge nga yala na kwimbewu. Sengiyabana kwimbewu. So,
okay.
So mesikhuluma ngokuthi i-movie noma amasophi, yeah, kupossible kusengenzeka because ama auditions ahleze khona avela nawe ndeni yabo.
That's great. And we definitely want to see you on our TV screens.
Kuzokwenzeka kanjani?
Hola. So I know this question usually comes in the beginning of an interview.
Okay.
But intentionally, I said to ask you at the end because we started at where you are at right now.
Okay.
So now we're going back in time. So growing up, did you always know Uguti you'd be in the showbiz, and whom did you grow up listening to? Since you said Uthandi Kwaito and...
Yes, yeah. No, abanye baye babuza ukuthi waqala nini ukuba yilokhuzana ukuba yi-artist mhlawumbe yabo. Ngake ngilalela enye i-artist elaliphuma esikhwameni ngaleza yikhathi bebelibuza lithi mina ngaqala ngisesesiswini esikama ngisha isifansula ngazifunisile lo mfisi ngithola. So mina ngoba ngithama 90s yabo ngiqala kwama music, but iKwaito ngiqale nje ngabo 2004 kwenze iKwaito yabo. Sivalele ekhishini noma mhlawumbe edayining isicule sabantu abajala sebelele isicule sishaya isipansula khona la siculela nje ngomlomo ibeat ingekho sizakhele thina, ngiqale lapho. And then ke mina ngakubhala umusic before ngiye studio.
Wow.
Ngabhala umusic for a long time yabo.
Yeah.
Ngoba ngingena studio ngo 2008, kwaye mangena studio ngiqale ngo 2005 ukubhala. Ngingena senginashow ukuthi into engiyoyenza ngiyazi. And ungena kwami studio lokhu ngaqala ukurecorda nje ingoma nengoma engiyenza abantu bahlale bekhala ngabe bencoma. In from i group engizwe ngifice studio.
Wow.
Akujwayelekile ngoba e studio masi recorda kukaningi sithi mesilalele umuntu ezo recorda kuthiwa awuyabhejola kambe olala uyadlala ikuzelisa yabo. But ke mina kaze ngibe nalelo budget ever since ngaqala ukurecorda abantu bahlale bephuma beshaya izandla bekhala.
Ngoba wazale wembethe.
Ah, akujabona ke. Akayithanda ke le yabo.
Phela. Bazo ufana yilabantu abazale bembethe.
Bembethe, ngazalwa ngembethe futhi ngangibethe ona no music yabona le. No gazi labantu.
Yeah. So that's amazing, Zambriko. Any upcoming events that we can look out for? You did say Gute Festive Season, you see now.
Sifikile already.
Sifikile, and when I put on my festival.
Salela, lengomale, ngihlangana nabantu every day, nanamuhla khona ngihlangane naye namhlanje. Ithi browser yazi ingoma yakho. Excuse me, ngangisemthwalume ngayizwa kwenye lifestyle indlela eyidlala ngakhona. Ngithi mina awu lifestyle semthwalume angikhumbuli nginikeza anyone from that side umculo wami, shothi bawuthola through Ilokhuzana, mhlawumbe maybe through ama radio kunokuba refia kwami through Ilokhuzana ama online stores ngithola. Kwangijabulisa lokho, banike ngihlangana nabo basebuzwile ama radio ngithola. So okusho ukuthi nama bookings aqhamuka njengamanje ngithola, asekuqhamukile. Ngosathatha nje selokhuzana enye Newcastle scrapyard. yabo ngine event engizwe kuyona lapha kana ngabe ngiwabona khona ngoba jabulisa abantu ngomnyezi kwami.
Yay!
We looking forward to ukuthi siphinde sithole futhi amanye ama bookings since kuze festive yabona abantu umsebenzi.
Absolutely. And have you ever thought about doing DJing?
Yeah.
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 I feel like you're funny. You just your vibe. Your vibe.
Yes, kanjani?
Yeah.
Mina kakhulukazi ngithanda ukucula yabo nokubhala umusic. That is me.
Yeah.
Ngoba sengwahambile ama interviews kakhulu.
Yeah.
Khona kwangibuza ukuthi what do you choose from what would you choose from between music and acting?
Mhm.
Ngamtshela thina umusic. You know why? Umusic is me.
It's your love language.
Music is my own content. Yangithola abhaliwe script ekuthiwa sidlale le kanje uzodirectwa omunye umuntu yabo.
Yeah.
It's my own, yenziwa yimi umusic. Yangithola feeling yami engilethayo. So umusic yona.
Yeah.
So ke kukaningi ngicabanga ukuthi ngibe u DJ for one reason, ukuthi ngifuna ukupromote umusic kwami.
Wow.
Yabo.
Yes.
Ukuthi I can be a DJ for
that's ukuthi smart.
Ngikwazi ukuthi ngirecord ngihambe ngoyidlalela mina umusic kwami yabo.
Yeah, because Belemoy DJ, you play music. So,
play music,
yeah, so you can play your music, yabo, in mix.
For that reason, ngangafisa ukuba DJ. But ke kwasho ukuthi eish, ipassion ayikho kangako lapho, because ngangangifuna ukuba DJ just ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi kusabalalise umculo wami.
Oh yeah, and when you're a man of passion, everything there must have a passion.
Yabo.
So we're going to take you back down a trip on memory lane, and we're going to play a very old song of yours.
Okay.
5 years ago.
Have you found one?
Yeah, I found one. Unomvula.
How am I? How am I?
Unomvula. So here it goes. Hopefully you'll be able to sing along.
I was on TV.
So it's Mzaborico with Unomvula. And that's how we close off the interview.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.